Welcome, NerdWatch listeners, once again to a very special episode of the NerdWatch podcast. As you most of you know, the NerdWatch was at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. Of course, that involved my compatriot here with me, Todd, and of course, Alika, and in spirit, Cynthia Isaac, and of course, Format, and Gannon.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a chance to talk to terrific people like Casey Morimoto. We talked to
Horimoto.
Jeez, I'm horrible at this. Sorry, Casey Horimoto.
Was
thank
Lindsay
you very much.
There?
hilarious. But we got to talk to. We got to also talk to
William Shatner.
We did not get to talk to William Shatner.
Jason David Frank.
No, I did get to talk to DJ Cavicane. I got to talk to Chad Harden. Those interviews are all going to be right here.
Todd Bernardi.
I did get to speak to Todd Bernardi. And I also got to speak to some of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys as
Gross.
Well. And I got to speak to some great artists, guys like CV Illustrations and guys from X-Ray Vision as well. And one of my favorite interviews, of course, Stacy Hayashi from Journey of Heroes. So there's a lot of that stuff. That's going to be on these, I guess, 10 or 12 interviews. I can't remember how many, but I just want to let you guys know the very special episode. Yeah, I know there's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. So please sit back, enjoy. They're about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, some maybe 20 minutes. And we talk to great artists and great entrepreneurs.
I like peanut butter.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.
On your
Amazing
balls.
Hawaii Comic Con. We can never make anything professional on this show, can we? Like, ever. Anyway, enjoy the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews right here on the NerdWatch podcast. So, aloha and enjoy.
Shut up.
Is it chunky peanut butter?
Welcome, everybody, to another special edition of the NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G-Money here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. And we already interviewed a few people already, and I found someone else who reluctantly decided to talk to the NerdWatch. Shannon Eric Denton is in the house, the man who is famous for working on Con Man right now, being associate producer. Also, he has worked on the Disney XD series, the Marvel Disney XD series, Spider-Man and the like, yeah? Just put that mic right up there. I can hear you.
All right. There we go. Let's rock this thing.
And, of course, he's working on some amazing Deadpool art as well, amazing stuff. So, Shannon, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Welcome to Hawaii, my friend. How's everything going?
Thanks for having us out.
Well, listen, we certainly appreciate you guys coming. So, Shannon,
yes,
what is the latest and the greatest in your world? It seems like you got a lot going on.
I would say the latest and greatest outside of Con Man debuting next month on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Fantastic.
Which we're all very excited about.
Yeah, yeah.
Con Man Facebooking. Let's keep name-dropping all the cool Con Man stuff in our comic book. I'm also writing on the Justice League action cartoon.
Oh, fantastic.
And Avengers.
Avengers.
That'll be coming up here soon. And Transformers.
Oh, the new Transformers.
New Transformers.
Is that the...
Robots in Disguise.
Yeah. Is that the one that Jason David Frank, who is here at the con, is working on as well, or is that a different one?
I believe so. Yeah, you know, on the writing side, we don't always get to interact with all of the, you know, everybody's working in their own facilities, so...
I got you. So the riffraff. I got you. So your buddy Alan Tudyk is here as well, isn't he?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and did he do a panel? I believe he did, didn't he?
The what?
A panel? He did a panel.
Oh, yeah, he's up on stage right now. You can see him. You can see him back there if you get really on your tippy toes.
Alan is over there.
Talking to the fandom.
So now you've been working as an artist for quite some time. What got you into, or have you been writing? I mean, you said you're writing now the Justice League action.
Yeah. A lot of it just came from doing my own comics, and I was doing my own comics, and I was really enjoying the writing process.
Sure.
And like a lot of guys who go from the art side to the writing, and, you know, you start off drawing out the story, and then you realize, like, oh, that's not how everybody does it. You start learning the process. And
then,
you know, actually writing out your story before you start drawing things.
Of course.
You know, and then I found I really loved it. And so, you know, I was working with a lot of people. When you're a storyboard artist, you know, you're part of the story team.
Sure.
So it was just kind of an easy transition to, you know, start pushing for getting more writing gigs over more storyboarding gigs.
Now, you right now, DC, you have drawn Marvel, And I'm assuming, are you going to be doing any drawing for, are you going to be doing any storyboarding for the DC Action series as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things I've been working on for Warner Brothers over the last 6 months that I can't announce because they haven't announced it. But yeah,
okay.
So, fantastic. You know, a lot of times by the time the fans find out about it, you've been off the show for 2 years and on to four other things.
So you seem like a very busy man. Do you enjoy doing Marvel more or DC more?
I love all those guys.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Very politically correct answer,
You know, nice and job. Also, as a kid growing up, I just, you know, hit down the 7-Eleven, drop my 25 cents, and whatever was on the spinner rack, I got as many as I could for how many quarters I had.
For sure. So what inspired you to get into this business, doing this?
I just couldn't think about anything else once I, you know, picked up my first, it was actually Electric Company that got me into Spider-Man, and then...
Of course, it always was, yeah.
Rode down to the Base Exchange, and they had Spider-Man comics, and picked those up, and... You know, it's hooked ever since.
And the rest is like apparently history.
Yes.
So fantastic. So you have, it seems like your plate is absolutely full at this point. What's it like working on a live action series like Con Man? How's that?
It's a blast. It's a different beast than animation where, you know, the storyboard guy is the actor and he's figuring out how everything's gonna roll, and you're not really getting to interact with other humans much. This was, you know, a whole bunch of people coming together, and then over a very short period of time, you know, just filming shot after shot after shot, and then, you know, months of post afterwards, putting it all together. But it's definitely more of a, you know, it's like putting on a play.
Absolutely.
You get together with everybody, and for a very brief time, you get really close with a whole lot of people and make a bunch of new friends and put in some long days, and you know, you got a show.
So how long are the how many episodes are there going to be for this season of Con Man on Sci-Fi?
It'll be season one. What was season one, because we crowdfunded everything with Indiegogo and we did seasons one and two.
Okay.
And then season one will be debuting next month on the Sci-Fi channel.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So Sci-Fi picked that puppy right up and said, we're going with this.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, you have done two seasons. Are you guys going to be doing another season here to get ahead of the game as far as that goes for Con Man, or how's that working?
We'll wait till Sci-Fi makes an announcement before we comment on anything.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Feel free to, you know, fans, to tweet that you're looking forward to seeing it on Sci-Fi channel and Facebook it up. And,
Of course. Now, where do you find working on your art more satisfying, or do you like this new medium that you're getting into?
Well, I've always jumped back and forth between comics and animation and live action, because to me it's all part of the whole creative storytelling process.
Sure.
You know, I started Extreme Studios working for Rob Liefeld back in the day.
Right,
and,
of course.
You know, all of us have kind of gone on to different things, but every now and then we all intersect. My buddy Andy Park, who started theirs, you know, one of the lead concept art guys over on all the Marvel stuff. See Andy all the time. We interact a lot from the it's a little different now that the live action side and the comic side and the animation side are all
gelling,
part of this whole Disney machine.
Yeah,
and so
right.
There's a lot more interaction than there has been in the past, which is great.
Right. Is it as collaborative as I'm assuming it would be? I mean, in that space,
it's probably not the clubhouse. Everybody, you know, it's not like, you know, we all show up in the same office.
Of course,
it's like, what are you doing? I'm drawing this. You know, it's still a gig, and we're all spread out over different facilities. But there is definitely an interest and a desire to make everything mesh.
Right.
In a way that, as fans who also do this for a living, you know, is very rewarding.
Right. Now, where are we at with because the Disney XD Marvel animated stuff is just a lot of fun. I'm loving it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
The Web Warriors was great. The Spider-Man, the Avengers is really good. You got anything coming up that we should be knowing about that's going to be on Disney XD soon?
With not getting into stuff I can't announce, but, you know, the new Spider-Man.
Right.
Spinning out of Homecoming, that just debuted last week. So I'd say, you know, just keep checking out the Spider-Man cartoons. Avengers Secret Wars is starting to air as of tomorrow.
That's right.
I think tomorrow. Sneakers is the episode for tomorrow, so feel free to check that out.
Fantastic.
Little Eugene Sun shout out to my story editor. You know, he put together a really good crew for this season, and then they announced it at Comic-Con, so I can say now my other buddy Jeff Thorne will be doing the Avengers Black Panther series, spinning out of Secret Wars. And
now,
that's coming up after our
So Black Panther's going to have an animated series as well.
It's part of the Avengers.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Now, yeah.
Avengers Secret Wars. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Set your DVRs now.
Yeah, for sure. Now, because of all of the mainstream stuff that you're doing, is there anything that Shannon Eric Denton does that would not be... Is there something that he's working on independently at this point?
Yeah, I'd say, check out my Actionopolis books, actionopolis.com. I started a line of kids' books years ago, mainly because a lot of the stuff I work on when I work in animation is geared towards kids. So then when I come home and do comics, they tend to be more on the rated R side. And then my kids can't read the comics I'm working on, so I started a kids' book line with a whole bunch of friends. So we've got, screenwriters like the Odells who wrote The Dark Crystal, they've written books for me. I got Louise Simonson who, wrote amazing Power Pack, Barbara Kiesel. I mean, I get to work with basically all my friends that I work with in TV and film and comics. I roll them into,
all your independent projects.
Doing all these Actionopolis books with me so we can keep playing.
And we can find that at actionopolis.com?
Yeah, go to Amazon. They're all on there, too.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I know you're a busy man. We've been talking to you about 10 minutes now. It's about right. We said, right? We gave him 10 minutes. So we can check you out here at the con. You're going to be here for tomorrow as well?
Going to be here tomorrow as well, yeah.
All right, fantastic. Shannon, Eric Denton, thank you so much, sir. It's been an absolute pleasure. Visit his booth if you hear us live right here, if you're at my amazing Hawaii Comic Con. And look for his stuff on Disney XD and, of course, Con Man.
Absolutely.
On Sci-Fi. When's the date one more time?
The date is it's September. Hey, PJ, when does Con Man? What's the date on the debut?
On Sci-Fi, September 9th.
September 9th. Look for Con Man on Sci-Fi. You're not going to want to miss out. By the way, do you have social media where anybody can check you out as well?
Yeah, Shannon Denton on Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook. I'm the dude in the cowboy hat.
All right, Shannon, thank you very much. And that is it for this edition of the Nerdwatch Interviews. We got more coming up right here live from Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Until then, peace out. Much love. Most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, aloha.